The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crush Gadlin, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRPodcastNetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents Rec Reviews. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and because we won't be here until next year, Happy New Year. All right. These are my friends. Say hello, friends. Start with Casey.
Hi, friends. I'm Casey, the soon-to-be third-place winner of the Fantasy Football League and forcer of Gray watching a shitty-ass movie in the really near future since he made me watch freaking Kids last year. But I'm happy to be here. And I'm happy to be talking about the topic we're talking about today. So, good news. I'm awake. I'm not coughing every 5 seconds. So, I'm excited. Next.
So, Casey is talking about the fantasy league we're in. Last year, Casey had to watch, had this bet. We had to watch, try to get each other, who the winner, kind of get the loser to watch the most fucked up movie it's could possibly find. One of the most fucked up movies is Kids for me. Kids, you haven't watched it.
Ooh. I have no
idea. I agree.
All right. So, but Casey not in the third place game in my first league this year. So we decided to make it fun this time as well. So that's what we're going to do. All right. Josh.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Josh, also known as J Time. And I am ready to do this, man. I've been up early this morning, had a couple errands to run, but, you know, I still got that coffee pumping through me, so let's go.
All right. And then the fourth member is CJ. CJ probably will be coming on a little bit later. He's just hopping on, but we have to start when we have to start. So we are going to be doing the MCU movie bracket that we did for social media. Here's how this works. We asked Facebook and Twitter slash X to vote on matchups. There's 32 matchups. There's no buys in these match in these rounds. The highest seed will always play the lowest seed, and like always, I did not make these rankings. These rankings come from Rotten Tomatoes. If you don't like these rankings, blame Rotten Tomatoes. Okay. And Casey?
Fuck Rotten Tomatoes.
And fuck Rotten
there
Tomatoes.
You go.
All right. With that being said, we're going to start off, and then we'll do, we're going to go matchup by matchup. We're going to start off and we're going to talk about each matchup and how y'all voted. And yeah, call it a day. But before we do that, CJ, how you doing, buddy?
I'm here. I made it.
Look who made it.
Yeah. My name is Jay.
All right, CJ, introduce yourself.
Yo, this is your boy CJ, OG Masturbator. Like I said, my alarm is janky. I keep seeing you, motherfucker, but I made it. I'm here. Let's do this.
All right, we're going to do the MC movie bracket. And CJ already know how to do it, so I'm going to say it again. All right, so we got number one, Black Panther 2018, versus number 32, Internals 2021. Black Panther wins by 88% of the total votes.
Should have been higher.
Damn straight.
Let me ask you a question.
That's a bit low.
It was kind of low, right? Right?
What did Eternals that bad?
No, Black Panther was that great.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with CJ. Like, Eternals wasn't that bad. I didn't like it as much as I liked other stuff, but it was a good movie. Good cast, good acting. However, Black Panther was a great movie.
All right. So, before I go on, let me tell everybody that we did this bracket It's in 2023, but it was before the Marvels came out, so the Marvels will not be in this bracket.
Oh, okay? Boo.
Just let everybody know, okay?
All right.
So, you know, if you don't hear the Marvels, happen. Oh, also, there's no MCU TV shows on here, so there's no Loki season 2, Loki, WandaVision, any of that shit. Just all MCU movies, period. Which technically, probably two movies will come to mind that probably should have movie because technically there are movies, which is Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special and Werewolf by Night. Chicago here as well. Werewolf by Night.
Yeah, that's good. I like
because as well, it's on Disney Plus. So, it came out last year at Christmas. And both those are technically MCU movies, technically, but
right,
they're not on there as well. So just let everybody know. All right, number two, Avengers Endgame 2019 versus Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania 2023. Avengers Endgame wins by 87% of the total.
Yeah,
I saw that coming. And CJ, I like Ant-Man Quantumania, but
yeah, CJ, you and I went to go see Ant-Man Quantumania. How did you like it?
Yeah, I like the movie. It's just, like, man, it's just an unfortunate matchup. Yeah, there's no way they're winning that.
Should have ranked that low. 32 movies is ranked 31.
Oh, yeah. No, them should have been that low. There were worse movies.
All right. Number three, Iron Man, 2008. Ranked number 30, Thor, Love and Thunder, 2022. Iron Man wins by 87% of the total votes.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Casey, did you see Thor Love and Thunder?
Yes. I did not. Again, I did not think it was that bad. Okay. I think it fell victim to a horrible first-round matchup. But, I mean, it was definitely better than fucking Thor 2. I think Ragnarok was probably better. I think Ragnarok was probably better than both of them. Okay. I would say almost probably Ragnarok was probably even better than maybe even the original, but
Okay. Well, let's get into it because he just perfect segue to that. Number four.
Let's go.
Number four, Thor Ragnarok 2017. Question number 29, Thor Dark World
2013. Oh, yeah.
You're right now. Even be close.
On Facebook, Thor Ragnarok wins by 100% of the votes.
Hell yeah.
Thor Ragnarok wins.
Too close.
Thor Ragnarok wins by 93% of the
votes. 93%.
93.
Yeah. That's just Twitter like to be dicks.
So, goddamn Twitter.
So to me, here's what to me. Let me make sure. Make sure that I'm not thinking about anything else. Yes, to me personally, Thor Dark World was one of the worst MC movies of all time.
Preach.
It was hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hard movie. There's one movie that when it comes out that people won't think I'm crazy for it, that is up there with it. But Thor Dark World was fucking horrible to me.
Yeah. What was?
Period. Huh?
Yeah.
What was?
Thor Dark World.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Dark World's terrible.
Yeah. There's no one coming up.
That movie took me like five times to fucking get through it. It kept.
Oh, really? Yeah.
All right. Number five, Spider-Man, No Way Home, 2021. That's number 28. The Incredible Hulk, 2008. Spider-Man No Way Home wins by 80% of the total votes.
Wow.
Josh, how much did you like No Way Home?
Oh, I love No Way Home, man. Like, it was so nostalgic for me, man, because, I mean, I grew up on that, you know, old school Spider-Man animated series, and so when the Spider-Man movie came out with Tobey Maguire, dude, I had all the DVDs. And then seeing him and Andrew Garfield, man, it was fantastic. I love that movie, man. I was in the theater cheering and everything. So I'm glad it won.
So there's more Spider-Man movies are coming out. But however, though, this is the highest ranked Spider-Man MCU movie.
Hey, so and in this list, are you including the Sony Spider-Verse? No. Okay, because they're technically not MCU.
They're not MCU. No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not including.
Because if they're because Morbius is definitely worse than Dark Realm.
Oh my god!
Morbid time.
All right. However, my question for y'all is: mm-hmm. Is Spider-Man No Way Home the best Spider-Man movie of all time?
I think so.
You know, I don't think so. I think it's up there, but I put the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire maybe right above that one. And I really like the first movie of the Marvel Spider-Man.
Okay, I'm including cartoons as well. I'm including Into the Spider-Verse and Across the Spider-Verse as well.
Oh, well, definitely not. Into the Spider-Verse is the best Spider-Man movie, hands down. Easily.
Was it better than Across the Spider-Verse? Was fucking outside of what happened.
Okay.
That's what happened at the end because I'm not gonna lie, CJ pissed me off because let me tell you, listen, spoiler if you watch it. Okay? CJ and I decided to go see Across the Spider-Verse this year. All right, we go see it. Right, he has to go to work, so the last 30 minutes I did not see. That day, and I'm pissed off. So now I gotta go see it. The very next fucking day, I go to take my stepson and we go see it again. And then they tell me, in a spoiler again, to be continued, I was pissed the fuck off.
Wow. You was pissed more than anybody else.
I was mad as shit. Oh my God. Don't do that to me. So listen, the next one next year better be fire. It better be fire.
Oh man, I can't wait.
Yeah. I did the same thing. Like, because as soon as I got home work, I went to go see it with a friend of mine. I cussed out the person giving out popcorn. Dude. I was cussing everybody out. I was mad as shit. Just standing up and yelling at the screen, throwing shit. I was hot.
A couple more things now in my head. Next year, the sequel will come out. Part two will come out to that. So that'll be great. However, though, there's only technically one MCU movie that's coming out next year. Which
really,
yeah, only Deadpool.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Deadpool 3 is coming out next year. That's it. It's technically, it's MCU.
They kind of need a reset right now.
Yeah, and I think even Deadpool 3 got pushed back too.
Yeah, it's pushed back to the summer, but it's only the one. I mean, they will have plenty of MCU shows.
Right.
But because Echo comes out like what, January 6th or something like that.
Yeah, Echo's dropping real soon.
So, and big shout out to the What If
season
2. Oh man, that shit is fucking fire. It's looking
great.
That Native American episode was probably one of the best episodes I've seen in my life, yo.
I gotta try to watch it again. Yeah. Okay. All right. I've really hated subtitles. I tried twice already. And I couldn't do it.
It's basically What If the Native Americans had the power to defend themselves.
Yeah, the end of that had me like stand up in my living room just cheering. I was like, hell yeah, get them.
Why do they have in English?
Because they didn't speak English when they make no sound.
So?
Anyway.
Break out some anime watching skills. Stop watching sub. Watch the sub, man. Get them skills up.
All right, anyway. Number six, Spider-Man Homecoming 2017. And I think this one that Josh said might be the best live action one. Or number 27, and I know CG loved this movie, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness 2022.
Ooh. Yes. We're gonna want it.
Casey, what you pick out of these two? You personally.
Personally, I'm more of a Spider-Man fan than I am Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I love Benedict Cumberbatch as fucking Doctor Strange. So I like both movies. I like Spider-Man Homecoming about that much more, though.
Well, Spider-Man Homecoming won by 67% of the total votes.
It was a close one, though.
I'm not surprised. A lot of people were kind of thrown off by Multiverse Madness.
Wow, it's so like fire.
It was four elements. Sam Raimi did his thing, man.
Listen. I personally like Multiverse. Like, Multiverse Madness would probably be my top, maybe top 10 MCU movies of all time. That show was fire.
Yeah, Wanda Merkin, everybody was great. Man, she was letting them have it.
When she killed everybody in the other universe, like she killed Mr. Fantastic, she's turning man into spaghetti. That show was amazing.
She had Dumbo blow back his head off.
The snap neck and shit.
Yeah. Oh, dude, she ran through him.
Yeah. All right. Number 7, Guardians of the Galaxy 2014, which number 26, Iron Man 2, 2010. Mm. Guardians of the Galaxy wins by 87% of the total votes.
Makes sense.
Number 8. Marvel's The Avengers 2012, verse number 25, Avengers Age of Ultron 2015. The first Avengers wins. The first Avengers wins by 86% of the vote. 86% of the vote. Shout out to Age of Ultron, though. Mm-hmm. What's his face did not get the credit he deserved for voice acting Ultron.
James Spader.
Fucking yeah. Delivery for Ultron was fucking amazing.
And not to mention, we get the birth of Vision, which mm-hmm. was pretty awesome.
All right. Number 9, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, 2021. Mm-hmm. Birth number 24, Thor, 2011. That's the first one.
Ooh.
Jay, what was the better movie out of those?
You know, I like the first Thor a lot more than some people give it credit, but man, I gotta go with Shang-Chi. I love that movie. That movie, I felt, was just fantastic. I like martial arts to begin with, but it was good, and I liked how they had the plutonic friendship. They didn't try and force the two of them together, mm-hmm. and she stole the show a little bit for me, kind of like, I forget her name, but the chick from, what the hell is her name? Anyways, it was a good movie. Mm-hmm. That's my pick.
All right, well.
Awesome, man.
Thor won by 60% of the votes.
Dang. That's too bad.
I picked Shang-Chi, but Thor won.
I ain't mad. That ain't one where I'm going to be like, y'all got it wrong because, you know, Thor is a good movie. I ain't mad at it.
All right. Number 10, Spider-Man Far From Home 2019. Verse number 23, Iron Man 3 2013. First things first. All right. I'm kind of wondering what Spider-Man 4 is going to be. Because he can't find his way home.
He can't. All right. John, her name's Awkwafina.
Awkwafina,
yeah. Awkwafina,
yeah. That's what I was going to bug me. I had to look it up.
Sounds like a mouthwash. Anyway, so... Spider-Man Far From Home versus Iron Man 3. Spider-Man Far From Home wins by 66% of the total votes. Iron Man 3 was horrible. Iron Man 3 is the other movie I was talking about where it's one of the worst MCU movies of all time.
I agree.
Iron Man 3 was horrible. What they did to the Mandarin, which I love the Mandarin in the comics, was fucking disrespectful. It was a slap in the face to all comic book readers. That shit was horrible.
Thank you.
Now, with Shang-Chi, They redeemed themselves with it a little bit, mm-hmm. which made Shang-Chi a lot better to me, because I don't know if Shang-Chi would be that better if they didn't have that arc of the Mandarin. But Iron Man 3 is fucking hard. It's one of the worst, top two worst MCU movies I've ever seen in my life. That and Thor under Dark World.
Yeah. All right. Iron Man 3 should be just called Normal Man. Walk his way through the whole movie.
He was doing the spy stuff. He was doing the spy thing, man. Yeah. And they threw Iron Man
Corners at the end. That movie almost 2 hours, dude. He's Iron Man for about 20 minutes.
Number 11, Captain America Civil War 2016. Verse number 22, Black Widow 2021. On Facebook alone, Captain America wins by 100% of the votes. Captain America Civil War wins by 92% of the total votes.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Avengers 1.5. I mean,
yeah.
No reason it should. Though, Black Widow, man, y'all got to put some respect on that. I like that movie so much more than I thought I was going to like it.
It wasn't bad. Black Widow wasn't bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely cracking up a few times.
I feel like women-led superhero movies get such bad raps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like the Marvels, man. Like, the Marvels, I don't understand why people hate on that.
It was fucking amazing. Was, yeah. To me, again, I'm going to say right now, it was the best live-action superhero movie of 2023. Now, again, I know for a fact there wasn't a lot of good ones in 2023. It was the best live action super movie 2023, and people, and I'm going to say it, men hated it because it was women led movies by men get disrespected, and I don't know why, because the Marvels was good, Black Widow was good. Mm-hmm. If anybody say anything bad about Wonder Woman, the first one, can hand me a fade, because that's one of the top five super movies of all time. Got it, true. The first one, 1984.
We won't talk about that. I like to pretend that.
84 was ridiculous.
Well, the first one was good. The first one was good. I like
it. Dude, I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
All right. Number 12, Captain America, Winter Soldier. Verse number 21, Captain Marvel, 2019, which is another not bad movie. Captain Marvel wasn't bad. However, though, it is the Winter Soldier. And Winter Soldier wins by 84% of the total votes. Mm. Number 13, Doctor Strange, 2016. Verse number 20, Captain America, The First Avengers, 2011. Captain America wins by 60% of the total votes. Number 14, Ant-Man and the Wasp, 2018. Verse number 19, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, 2023. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 wins by 82% of the total votes. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 wasn't bad.
Ant-Man had no shot.
No.
Especially that Ant-Man and the Wasp. It was probably the weakest out of the three of them, in my opinion.
That's hard. I'm not gonna lie, that's hard. Ant-Man definitely the best one. Ant-Man and the Wasps versus Ant-Man Quantumania. I gotta go back and watch both of them to see what I don't like.
Gotcha. I was going off it because I had to sit here and be like, "Wait, what happened in that one? Who did they fight?" And then I remember they fought the ghost, and and then they made Giant Man bad, and yeah, I like that.
Number 13, Avengers: Infinity War, 2018. Verse number 18, Ant-Man, 2015. Infinity War wins by 84% of the total votes. CJ, should Infinity War be number 15?
Number 15? Man. Infinity War is fucking amazing. I don't know what's wrong with y'all people.
Well, bring Rotten Tomatoes. Garbage.
Yeah, fuck Rotten Tomatoes.
And last but not least, number 17, Black Panther Wakanda Forever 2022. Version number 16, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, 2017.
Oh, fuck this matchup.
Right?
On Facebook, this is a 50-50 split.
Dang.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
Before I reveal these results, guys, story time. CJ, my fiance, and my stepson came with me to watch Wakanda Forever. It was CJ, me, Emily, Ricky. 2 out of 4 was crying in that movie. And it wasn't me, and it wasn't Ricky.
I was pretty sure Dre was not one of those, considering Dre has already said to you, never cries in a movie.
No, that wasn't me. No,
very rarely. Very rarely.
It is rare. No, that was Harvey that said he doesn't cry. I'll tell you, it's rare, but cinema that made me cry was The Sixth Man. That's because I was seven and I didn't want my brother to die. So they just hit home. The Sixth Man, 7 pounds. 7 pounds made me cry. And Collateral Beauty. You got kids now, and Collateral Beauty will hit home something fucking hard. Oh, and then Will Smith when his Freshman's Brother, when his dad come back.
Oh man,
that shit hit hard at home too. And then when Pusey died and Orange New Black. Okay, so those five things made me cry. Outside that, then you can't really get me. You gotta.
See, I'm the opposite, man. I'm a softy. that episode we was just talking about, What If, man. I was over here crying. I was like,
yeah. All right, so Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 versus Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Like I said, 50-50 split on Facebook. However, though, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 wins by 68% of the total votes. All right. We're on round two.
Fuck this matchup.
Ooh. Yeah, I already know.
We're on round two. Josh, if you had to pick between Black Panther and Thor, what would you pick?
Black Panther, man. Like, Thor is good, but man, Black Panther was just freaking excellent.
Okay, and Black Panther wins by 67% of the total votes.
Right.
Casey, if you had to pick between Avengers Endgame and Captain America First Avengers, what'd you pick?
First Avengers?
Captain America First Avengers.
Endgame. Captain America 1. Yeah, I'd pick Endgame.
And Endgame wins by 80% of the total votes. Nice. CJ, if you had to pick between Iron Man and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, who would you pick?
Iron Man.
And Iron Man wins by 76% of the total votes.
I like Guardians of the Galaxy 3, though. It was better than the second one, I think.
So we got Thor Ragnarok versus Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Thor Ragnarok wins by 68% of the total votes.
Yeah, I love some Ragnarok. Damn.
We have Spider-Man No Way Home versus Avengers Infinity War.
Ooh.
Dang, that's a tough matchup.
Yeah.
Avengers Infinity War wins by 67% of the total
votes. Oh, yeah, that's a close one.
We got Spider-Man Homecoming versus Captain America Winter Soldier.
Oh.
Winter Soldier wins by 58% of the total votes.
Wow. That's good, though. I'm happy right, about that. Still. That's probably like one of my favorite MCU movies.
Yeah, I could go either way on that one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy versus Captain America Civil War. Civil War wins by 58% of the total votes.
Wow.
And then we got Marvel's The Avengers versus Spider-Man. Marvel The Avengers wins by 83% of the total votes. So we have the quarterfinals. CJ, Black Panther or Infinity War?
Ooh, that's hard.
Oh, damn. My butthole just puckered.
Yeah. I'd rather go to Infinity War.
Casey?
Same question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Black Panther. And it's not by a big margin either.
Yeah, it's a close one for me. Just going off of each movie on its own merits overall as a standalone movie, I'm going to go with Black Panther, which is kind of not fair because you kind of got to consider Endgame with Infinity War, but
I don't.
That's why I'm going with Black Panther.
Well, on Facebook, this is a 50-50 split. Avengers Infinity War wins by 66% of the total votes.
Damn.
That movie did make a lot of grown men and a lot of women and children cry.
Yeah, I cried
in theater and just people was losing it.
Oh man, yeah, I cried. I go on.
I don't feel good, Mister.
Yeah. Mister Stuck.
Oh no,
I want to go with Stuck. I don't feel good with Stuck. Avengers Endgame versus Captain America: The Winter Soldier. Endgame wins by 80% of the total votes.
Yeah.
Iron Man versus Captain America: Civil War. Civil War wins by 54% of the total votes.
Damn.
And then we got Thor Ragnarok versus Marvel's The Avengers. Thor Ragnarok wins by 55% of the total votes.
Wow, that's some close ones right there.
So, that means that we had the final four. The winner will go to the finals. The losers will go to the third place game. CJ, Joshua, and Casey will be voting. And myself will be voting for the third place game because y'all voted for the third place game. So you get your, because y'all get a vote, and then the four of us get an overall vote for the third place game. All right. So, Josh, what's the better Avengers movie? Avengers Endgame or Avengers Infinity War?
Endgame, because that Avengers Assemble scene, enough said.
Casey.
Damn it. fuck. I would go probably Endgame.
And CJ, tell them why they're wrong.
I think Infinity War is actually all around better movie. Like Endgame just has that final fight scene. Even though I think that final fight scene is one of the best things in the Marvel MCU, it still doesn't make the whole movie better. Like Infinity War was all around just all the way through. Watch it, better movie. I actually skipped through parts of Endgame. I watch it.
Oh, I don't.
Fair enough.
Howard, though, the winner in the Avengers movies that will go to the finals, Avengers Endgame by 68% of the total votes.
Let's see, so man. All Endgame, you left.
Yeah. Obviously, we weren't that wrong.
Yeah, Endgame will go to the finals. Infinity War will go to the third place game. And then, Casey, what's the best standalone? No, well, that's not true either. Never mind, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to scratch that because it's Thor Ragnarok versus a Captain America Civil War. And Civil War, like, just like Josh said, is technically an Avengers movie. I mean, it is. It should have been called Avengers a Civil War. That's what it should have been called. Okay. But Thor Ragnarok actually wins by 52% of the total votes.
Really?
So Thor Ragnarok will go to the finals. Civil War will go to the third place game. We need to vote. And I would say what the voters have voted for the third place game. So, Casey, let's go first. What's the third best?
Oh, damn it.
What is the third best MCU movie? Is it number 11, Captain America, Civil War, 2016? Or number 15, Avengers Infinity War, 2018?
Is this Bracket Bastards? Can I blow my load? Damn. God, I love both of these movies so much. Infinity War.
Josh.
Yeah. I hate to choose. I'm gonna go with Infinity War as well.
All right, CJ, pick Infinity War. I have to go. It's gonna be a sweep. I have to go Infinity War. I love Civil War, but Infinity War means a lot more. I mean, because after Infinity War and Endgame, I don't personally think this, but people think that the MCU went down after those two movies. I thought that Shang-Chi was good. I thought the Marvels was good. Eternals was, well. All right, but people think that Marvel went down. So hopefully that next year when they do the R-rated Deadpool movie, Deadpool 3, which is, ladies and gentlemen, will be R-rated. So which means that your kids should not be there. These are not for your kids. It says R-rated for a reason. It is not for you. Okay? It's not for your kids. Do not bring your kids. This is for the adults. 18 or 17 older. 17 older people can go. And they under shouldn't go. If you want them to watch it, that's on you. And you're a bad parent. Yeah, I said it. You're a bad parent. So.
Does that mean you're taking... Dre, does that mean you're taking Ricky to go see it when it comes out?
Of course. All right, but the voters voted for Infinity War as well by 59% of the total votes.
Oh, we got a full-on sweep.
It was a sweep.
Yeah.
So, we at the finals. We have number two, Avengers Endgame, 2019. Or number four, Thor Ragnarok, 2017. Endgame won. I must say that right now. Endgame won. Endgame should have won. Let's play high low.
All right.
Josh, I'm going to ask you to pick a – well, yeah, that's it. Josh, I'm gonna ask you to pick a number, see how high the margin was. So if it's higher than what you say, I'm gonna say high. If it's lower than what you say, I'm gonna say low, and then I'm gonna pass it to Casey. Pick a number. How high was it?
I'm gonna say 15.
It won, so it had to be more than 50.
Oh. I was the thing that threw, my bad. All right, I'm gonna go with 100.
Oh, definitely low. Casey.
67.
Higher. CJ.
82.
Lower. Josh.
75.
Close. Lower. Casey.
73
on the dot.
Yeah.
Avengers Endgame wins by 73% of the total votes, which means that Avengers Endgame number one, Thor Ragnarok number two, Infinity War number three, and Captain America Civil War number four. How do y'all feel about that?
I feel like I should win. No quote me cards today. I win because I got the higher lower.
Well, the people don't know what that means, so that's an inside joke right there. All right, so I want to thank you guys for coming out and listening and watching. This is a short one because there's only 32 movies. The Marvels one on here, I think that the Marvels is good, probably, but if Marvel was on here, because of who's voting, probably would have went that far. So it is what it is, all right? Stay tuned for next week where we're doing comedy movies of the 90s.
Oh,
all right.
Let's go.
Comedy movies of the 90s. And
good decade for comedy.
Yeah. And we want to see what four movies made the final four. And I feel like the final four list will shock people. With that being said, let's say goodbye. Starting with Josh.
Hey, folks, man, it's been a pleasure doing this for you guys today. Thanks for coming on this journey with us, and be ready to go on another journey with me and my co-host CJ on the 20th when Toontastic Journeys launches.
Okay. Casey.
This was a lot of fun. finally, now that I'm starting to freaking feel better and actually feel like I can actually do something other than just lay around and be sick. But lots of big stuff coming up on Evening at the Movies in the next month. Mainly February 10th, we will be having our third anniversary / 200th episode. And there's all kinds of stuff that's coming into play for that. We've got some surprises. We're going to reveal the top 10 most listened to episodes of the year. Some other fun stuff as well. But you can check us out and comment along. Join us for the show. I don't care. Join us for the celebration. It's going to be a lot of fun. This was a lot of fun. I look forward to being back next week. CJ, your turn.
All right. Yes, this was a great episode. I'm glad I was able to make it. It was a close one with my Lauren. And I'm glad y'all can't see my floor right now because I, right before I logged on, I had to sweep a bunch of Christmas shit off my bed. So I'll have to get clean after this.
All right. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and if you're watching live, Happy New Year. If you're watching when this drops, Happy New Year. Masturbators and the I Did Not Make the Rankings Network Drafts season premiere is on January 9th. That's on January 9th. And we got some fun ones for you, all right? But that being said, Josh, Casey, and CJ know that they always come on to do these brackets. And just like them, if you're listening and watching, you can definitely come on and do just brackets one-on-one. However, got to do a bracket that I already made, because even though I love doing these brackets, these are bitch to make. Mm-hmm. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are